WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. COVID-19 vaccine distribution is slower than promised around the country, and that includes Virginia, but officials say that will improve. Meanwhile, more people in the state are hospitalized with the virus than at any time since the pandemic began. And the pool of applicants for 8 citizen spots on the redistricting commission is huge, about 1,200 people. That pool doesn't represent Virginia's diversity very well. It's the last edition of the year. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, December 31st. The rollout of COVID-19 vaccines has been slower than anticipated in Virginia, but health officials expect the situation to improve here. Ben Pavier with our partner station, VPM, reports.
The federal government trimmed Virginia's allotment of doses to 370,000 earlier this month, down about 100,000 from an earlier estimate. State data show only a fifth of the doses it's gotten so far have been administered, although those numbers are incomplete. Christy Gray is Virginia's top immunization official at the Department of Health.
We are pleased with our progress, but we have a long way to go, and I think we will continue to get more efficient.
Gray blames logistical hurdles and the holiday period for slowing the rollout. Vaccinations at long-term care facilities have begun, and state officials are expected to finalize details on the next phase of vaccinations for essential workers and people over 74 later this week. Vaccines come with a grim milestone. Virginia is on track to surpass 5,000 COVID-19 deaths in the coming days. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Meanwhile, about 2,700 Virginians are now hospitalized with COVID-19. That's the most since the pandemic began. Julian Walker is a spokesperson with the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association.
Across the Commonwealth, there are thousands of beds available. So bed space isn't so much as large a concern as some of the staffing concerns that we've seen.
The association is now trying to recruit healthcare workers to help handle the surge, including retirees or other people whose medical licenses have recently expired in good standing. More than 1,200 people have applied for the 8 citizen spots on Virginia's new redistricting commission, most of them relatively wealthy white men. The Virginia Public Access Project reports that the applicant pool does not reflect the state's diversity. 62% of applicants are men and 38% are women. 76% of the applicants are white, 17% are black, 4% identify as Hispanic, about 3% listed themselves as multiracial, and less than 3% are Asian. 60% of applicants who answered a question about their annual income reported earning more than $100,000. A panel of retired judges will select 8 citizens from that pool, and they will join 8 legislators on the redistricting commission. The commission will redraw Virginia's legislative and congressional districts based upon new census data. The General Assembly has directed the judges' panel to make sure those people represent the state's ethnic, geographic, and gender diversity. Opponents of the death penalty are hopeful to have enough bipartisan support from lawmakers to get a bill passed next year ending executions in Virginia. Democratic Senator Scott Surovell is again sponsoring a measure that would abolish the death penalty. Republican Senator Bill Stanley said he will sign on this year as a chief co-patron. The measure would commute the sentences of the only 2 inmates on Virginia's death row to life in prison without parole. If the measure passes, it would likely have the support of Governor Ralph Northam, who has previously said he would sign legislation ending the death penalty if it were replaced with life without parole. According to the Death Penalty Information Center, Virginia has executed nearly 1,400 people in more than 4 centuries. It's more than any other state. The last execution in Virginia was in 2017, and no death sentences have been imposed in the Commonwealth since 2011. Finally today, as state lawmakers prepare for the upcoming General Assembly session, they're considering one bill aimed at an important staple of the agriculture sector in the Commonwealth. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Mr. Peanut is a Virginia native, and he's had a difficult few years. A decade ago, the peanut industry in Virginia was struggling, and business leaders wanted an excise tax so they could raise money to promote Virginia peanuts to the world. Dale Cotton at the Virginia Peanut Growers Association says now the pendulum is swinging in the other direction.
I think what happened in 2010 was more so we have no choice right now but to put it at $6 per ton. until we see that things are changing and stabilizing the other way. And that's what's happening now.
Delegate Emily Brewer is a Republican from Suffolk who's working with the Peanut Growers Association to decrease the excise tax from 30 cents for every 100 pounds to 25 cents for every 100 pounds.
In Virginia, mostly the Virginia-type peanut is grown. And the demand from here and Western Europe and overseas in countries like Japan for Virginia-type peanuts has grown exponentially. So I think that that's why the ag community is very, very excited about planting more acres of peanuts.
So why is demand growing for Virginia peanuts? Delegate Brewer has a simple response to that question. They're delicious. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy the last day of 2020. We'll catch up next year.